Perhaps this is the first time that St. Mark records the account of Jesus' encounter with the religious leaders in comparison to what we have seen in the Gospel of Matthew, where it was an incessant sort of attack and encounter against our Lord. So again, we are reminded today of what has happened. And I pray that God will lead us to an understanding and God will speak to all of us. They argue with the Lord and they demand for a sign from heaven to attest who Jesus is. What is a sign? A sign in this particular context means an undisputable, spectacular act. Jesus yields not to their request, not only because of their malice, but for other reasons. What is this other reason? How about if Jesus had yielded to give them a sign? And if it was not satisfactory to them, they will be asking for another sign, then another sign, then another sign. It would be endless. While they ask for a sign, yet they fail to see the miracles Jesus did. The blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, and the dead rise. Aren't those things enough for the Pharisees? That they would say, truly, this is the Messiah, and this is the Son of God. But no, these things were not enough. And so Jesus did not yield to their request. Jesus points something that is very important. Jesus sighs and marvels at their hardness of heart. It's not because of a sign. A sign will never be satisfactory to them. The problem is not the sign. The problem was the hardness in their heart, pointing to spiritual blindness and spiritual deafness that enables, or rather that does not permit us or them to see the things of God and hear what God is saying. It impedes our eyes to see. It brings an obstacle for our ears to hear what God is saying. The Lord said to Moses in the Old Testament, "How long will these people spurn me? How long will they refuse to believe in me? Despite all the signs I have performed among them, despite the opening of the Red Sea, the provision of manna from heaven which God provided, they would not believe in God and question God and rejected God and rebel against God in the wilderness." This shows something to us about human nature, that man's insatiable desire for signs is not a guarantee that one will believe in God. Even if signs are given to humanity, there are many signs around us that prove that God exists. As we study the theology and scripture, it says, yes, God may not be proven, but God cannot also, and the existence of God cannot be disproved. While the disciples thought Jesus was speaking about the multiplication of the loaves, he tells them that it's not about the loaves. Jesus warns his disciples of the leaven of the Pharisees. In other words, the attitude that the Pharisees have espoused to have this hardness of heart, and because of the hardness of their heart, they fail to see God. They fail to hear what God is saying. And my brothers and sisters, I believe that is the very gist of the message today, that we need to push back and not have a hardness of heart to the best of our ability. That even in small little things, we learn how to yield to God. Otherwise, even spectacular things will not cause a man to believe in God. That is the problem that the hardness of heart will cause. The disciples have not yet understood, even the disciples, they have not understood the ways of the kingdom, even at this point. That is what Jesus is saying. And this is not particularly talking about the Pharisees and the disciples. He's talking about humanity. That unless God reveals himself, we will never know who God is. St. Paul says, as I've said, when we look at creation, there are signs of the existence of God. Now let's move further. Let's move forward in the reading, or through the reading rather. In Bethsaida, they brought a blind man to Jesus. Jesus spits on the eyes of the blind man. And the people shouted, "Virus, virus, no, 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 you cannot do that." Well, perhaps that would happen in our time today. Jesus did spit on the man's eyes. Can you imagine? Then Jesus lays hands on the man and then questions the man, "Do you see anything?" The man's reply was apparently a partial recovery. He says, "I see people, but they look like trees." Now, let's dig a little bit deeper here. How did the man know that he was looking at trees? It means that this man was not blind at birth. Apparently, along the way, something must have happened that injured that he lost his sight. Because he noticed, "I see men, I see trees." How did he know? If he was blind from birth, that means he would not know what a man looks like or would look like or how a tree would look like. So now his vision is beginning to be restored. But he still cannot distinguish objects clearly. We see here that the healing was taking gradually, and the gradualness of his recovery symbolizes the slow and difficult process of opening the disciples' eyes to understand who Jesus was and is and his mission. But Jesus will not leave the man with only a partial restoration. He lays his hands to him again, or on him again, and now his healing was complete. The verb to see could be translated to look intently or fix one's gaze upon, and suggests the penetrating gaze of faith into spiritual realities which Jesus desires for his disciples. Remember what St. Paul said, "We look not at the things we see, but we look at the things we don't see with our eyes." This reading was carefully crafted by St. Mark. These are not separated things. You see the Pharisees, their hardness of heart. You see the difficulty of the disciples to understand the mission of Christ, and now the blind man. I commend St. Mark for crafting this so carefully. Then God opens the eyes of the blind, the third, of which healing occurred gradually. This is like the cherry on the icing of the cake. Microscopes and telescopes are instruments to see things beyond us. Like, we see the evidence of the virus, but we don't see the virus. A glimpse of God will be blurred. Now, I'm quoting from C.S. Lewis. He said, "A glimpse of God will be blurred, like the moon seen through a dirty telescope." That is why horrible nations have horrible religions. They have been looking at God through a dirty lens. What C.S. Lewis was saying is, like me, I'm wearing glasses. If my glasses are dirty, then that means I would see things around me in a blurred manner. But with my glasses are clean, then I can see clearly. Jesus is saying that the cure to the hardness of heart, to spiritual blindness, to spiritual deafness, can only come from God. It is by touching the eyes of our hearts. May today, may in humility, may we open our lives to Him and let Him touch us. Let Him open the eyes that are blind, not only these eyes, but the eyes of our hearts, that we might see God, taste and see that the Lord is good, and the beauty of His word, the treasures in His word, and the principles of His kingdom, that we might live the kingdom life here on earth, here and now.